guys, the way you handle every week to me is just absolutely amazing. It's special, man, and you guys do it every single week. Every week's different, and you guys handle it, and you grow together. We do it together, everybody, man. It's the best, and it feels so good.
This is the Full Press Bears Podcast, a part of Full Press Coverage. Here's your host and diehard Chicago Bears fan, Kyle George.
You are ridiculous.
Get ready to bear down.
Thank you, thank you, and go Bears!
Hey listeners, welcome back. It's me again. I know it's been a while. It's your host, Kyle George. I hope you remember me. as always, this show's about the Bears all the time. You can follow me, since you've probably forgotten by now, on Twitter at FuriousGeorge94. And you can also find me on the Frustration Nation podcast. Follow us there at RealFN Podcast on Twitter. For more news on the Bears, follow our news coverage and articles at Full Press Bears on Twitter. Email me at fullpressbears@gmail.com. Call and leave a voicemail at 847-580-3528, and it could be featured on the show. I would love to hear from you. So go on your favorite podcast service, leave me a review, please. I really appreciate the feedback. This podcast, as always, can be heard on any of your popular podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, etc. Or more simply, go to fullpresscoverage.com or download the Full Press Coverage app to find this podcast and many other great ones there. Wherever you go, be sure to subscribe. All right, so a few things. Obviously, this is my first episode in a while, and I apologize. It's been I've had kind of a whirlwind of a month or so, or even longer, you could say. Nothing bad has happened to me, but it's just been a lot going on in my life. I would say, you know, it's pretty much all positive. So my day job, I've had to make a change, and so there's a lot of investment in time into that. I've accepted an offer. You can save your congratulations to the end. And so that's exciting, because that part, hopefully the time I spent on that can move a little bit. But at the same time, as a result of that, I'll be moving. So that's going to eat up some time. And amidst all of that, my day job, as some of you may know by now, I think I've mentioned on this podcast, I'm a high school teacher, and I am also a baseball coach, and we are right in the thick of baseball season. So I'm coaching games or practices or both almost every day of the week. And honestly, it's just a lot. So a lot of the time I had been spending on planning Full Press Bears episodes, releasing Full Press Bears episodes, has been taken up by a lot of other things going on. For all of my listeners out there, I apologize that it's dropped off, and I'm going to do the best I can to pick it up a little bit for the rest of April and May, try to get you an episode every week. I guess what I'd say is, don't count on it being a particular day of the week necessarily. Once we get past my baseball season, and especially as we get closer to the NFL regular season, I'll have a more solid release schedule for you, and I'll communicate that to you when that time comes. I'm really hoping to get back to two episodes a week at some point, but for now, and for the next couple months moving forward, your patience and grace is much appreciated, and I thank you so very much for that, and I thank you for your loyalty as you continue to listen as well. Again, all change on my end is good, but it is hard and it does take time. So again, I appreciate it. And for that reason, this episode is more or less an update episode for you, just to know what's going on. I also wanted to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, but I have no notes. I'm out of time for planning. I have a little bit of time here on a Saturday night to burn, so I'm using it to kind of inform you guys. So again, impromptu. I don't have any notes, so just go with the flow if you would. But here's something that might surprise you. You might have listened to Full Press Bears since October when we launched and thought, oh, wow, Kyle, actually, he seems to know quite a bit about the Bears. He knows quite a bit about football, and he seems like a pretty reliable source. He's basically a fat Adam Schefter. That's impressive. But here's where I definitely fall short. First of all, I wouldn't say I'm nearly as knowledgeable as some of your other Bears podcasts out there. If you do think that, I appreciate it, and I humbly thank you. But where I gravely fall short in my football knowledge and interest and just overall awareness and understanding is draft analysis. I'm hoping this time next year I will be in a position where I will be going through a mock draft with you that I have made on Full Press Bears. I'm hoping this time next year I will have made enough connections with people that are quote-unquote draft experts that we can talk to on the podcast. But for this year, it's just, it's amateur hour, that's for sure. I know, just being totally transparent, the draft is not something I spend a lot of time on. Me personally, I enjoy the draft. I get entertainment out of it. I'm looking forward to see who the Bears pick. But the months and months of work that people pour into analyzing every second of college tape, to me, is sometimes feels like a little bit of overkill, because so much of the draft is speculation and luck. Nobody really knows what happens until draft night. So I guess that's my update. That's kind of my little me setting the table for this episode here. And so since I am just, you know, still honestly kind of a rookie in terms of my knowledge and enjoyment of college football, I've decided to bring on someone. You've heard him on this podcast several times before, a good friend of mine, and he's my co-host on Frustration Nation. Shane is with me tonight because he has been a college football fan his whole life, so he knows a little bit more. He might be able to help me out with a little bit of that speculation for what might happen this year. So, Shane, thank you for joining me tonight.
Yeah, good to be back. Ready to talk draft and, yeah, whatever we want to do.
Awesome. Yeah, and also, Shane's with me because, as I mentioned, there's a lot going on in my life right now, and hopefully he can help keep me on the straight and narrow, which makes it sound like I'm, like, having a drinking problem or something. Right? Yeah. But, again, it's all positive change. All right, it's just very busy. Okay, so for this draft, the Bears have the 20th pick, and the Bears are just very frustrating. And I know that since you're a part of Frustration Nation, you've seen kind of the dark side of Bears Twitter. It's, I think the most, the Bears Twitter is one of those things that will really drive a person mad. And I feel like Bears Twitter, like, I would even say within 5 years from now could create like a legitimate vigilante in Chicago. Like, it's that kind of mental break where just like something will snap in your brain and you're probably all of a sudden going to go and either commit, you're going to commit a bunch of crime for what you think is the good of the community.
Like an anti-hero kind of
thing. Yeah. So I don't know. Bears Twitter is almost always a mess. I love being a part of it, and I love all of you Bears Twitter, but it is like the biggest soap opera. It is awful and fun at the same time. So
it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, from an outside perspective, this year being kind of sucked into Bears Twitter.
Russell Wilson.
It's been man. borderline like insufferable. Like, I know all fan bases can be like that, and I mean, I relate to a lot of the frustration in a lot of ways, and so I love you, Bears fans, but you have one of the worst Twitter presences of any franchise I've seen, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
Like, it's just been a wild ride this offseason for a lot of reasons that I can understand, but it's still just been...
Now, that's full-on slander. I at least was saying it's a mess, but it's like it's a mess, but it's my mess. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right. Everyone else thinks it's awful and hell, but it's my hell. Okay. Like,
it's a lot. I mean, similar to like Michigan football, like I'm kind of in recovery trying to not be a Michigan football fan, but like as a fan, I love it, but I can acknowledge that it's very, from an outside perspective, it's can be very toxic and kind of a maddening fan base to observe. So,
I say all of this just to say, the Bears had the 20th pick, and I feel like there's so much speculation about what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, all of the people who are responsible are saying, well, the Bears should really trade back in the draft and comp picks because – or not comp, cop picks because they Lord knows the Bears need picks. But then you have people that are saying, oh, well, really, I think the – you know, if the Bears have the conviction, if the Bears have a shot – at Justin Fields or Trey Lance or Mac Jones at number 4, they have to take it. They have to trade up, do whatever it costs to get there. There's some people that say, well, maybe the Bears should just trade up into like the top 10 and hope that Mac Jones or Trey Lance are still there. Or some people are saying the Bears should just stay put at 20. And, you know, if a quarterback falls to you, you take him. If not, you just take best talent available or best lineman or wide receiver. And I'm sure a lot of teams are kind of going through these scenarios, but with the Bears, it just seems like it's extra all the time. And so I guess to start, it's very, very interesting to me that how many people think all of these quarterbacks are going in the first round. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of teams that could use quarterbacks, but it's not often in NFL history that five quarterbacks go in the top 10. And a lot of people have Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Lance, and Jones all going within like the top 10
like
or
top
12.
Six or seven. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yep. I'm sorry, but to me, that's preposterous. If you're letting Penny Sewell be on there that late, you're probably a stupid team. If you're letting Devontae Smith on there that late, you're probably a stupid team. Like, at some point, I know quarterback is the premium position. It's worth the most. You know, a lot of people consider it the most important position in all of sports, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of times the quarterback represents the sum of the football team, and I understand that. But you got to consider just past draft history.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I guess this will kind of lead to my answer of what I think the Bears should do, or I guess what I want them to do. Past history has shown, like, basically there's no rhyme or reason why certain quarterbacks end up being better in the NFL than others. There's no science to this. It is almost 100% luck. I mean,
even guys who are seen as like sure things, you know, are just
exactly.
I mean, look at how many guys are busts, you know. Even guys who are super talented and you know they are, like Robert Griffin III, whether it's an injury or a guy who just flames out like Johnny Manziel
Jamarcus
because for some
Russell.
Reason he just never figures it out. Yeah. You know, there's so many reasons why quarterbacks can fail.
Well,
and they all have such a short leash. That
I mean, even a very Bears related thing, you can tell me all you want, listeners and Twitter and everybody, that I thought going into the draft Deshaun Watson was easily the best quarterback. I thought going into the draft Patrick Mahomes was easily the best quarterback. Well, you might have thought that, but I guarantee you a very large majority of all of the quote unquote draft experts had Trubisky as the top quarterback in the draft. They just did.
Or at least definitely above Mahomes. Maybe Watson was a big name because he was high profile, had
Heisman
won awards,
yeah,
and things like that. but there were a lot of people who had Trubisky above Watson, and almost everybody had him above Mahomes. So,
and I guess the point I'm making is people have shied away from it because it means that their take was bad, and we live in a culture where for some reason if your take from years ago is now bad, that you are an idiot. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that, but my point is things just don't always work out the way you think they are. You would think drafting a quarterback second overall in the draft, the first quarterback taken, that you've got the guy. How could we possibly go wrong? We had the pick of the litter. It just happens. It just does. I mean, the classic example is people point to Tom Brady of, oh, look, the Patriots drafted him like last pick in the sixth round, and look at all that he's done. But really, Tom Brady is honestly such an exception to the rule because
– unicorn, yeah.
he really is. I mean,
yeah.
Has there ever been anyone else in the sixth round that's been even remotely successful? Like,
or even a starter, let alone the best, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think where you really get into the conversation, though, is someone like Dak Prescott or Russell Wilson, guys who are drafted in the third round who have obviously gone on to stardom. Dak Prescott, I think, is better than people give him credit for. I don't think he's like a superstar quarterback, but I do think he's better than people give him credit for. And
or even like
Russell
Jalen
Wilson
Hurts
is like a top five QB.
Or even like a Jalen Hurts this year, who's by no means a star yet, hasn't really proven anything. He's going into this coming season as a starter and was taken late as like a high upside late pick last year. So, I mean, you could find guys like that, but.
Yep. No, I 100% agree with you. So my point in all of this is I'm a pretty firm believer that I believe the Bears need to just stay put at 20.
Okay.
With the exception that if Fields or Jones or Lance, or I mean, even if Zach Wilson for some reason, if any of those guys drops to like
the teens,
12, I was going to say 12 or higher, you consider trading up to get that spot. Because trading up from 20 to 4 is going to cost you an arm and a leg. And people, including Adam Schefter, still theorize that there's a possibility that the Bears could trade for Russell Wilson, and you will trade away any assets you had to acquire him by just trading up to 4. If a quarterback falls that you like into the teens, I have no problem trading up, because what is it going to be? Swapping first-round picks, maybe a player, and an extra like third-round pick
or something. Yeah,
like it's not going to be the same price because you're only moving up a few spots. I think the Bears will pay a very hefty price to move up to 4, and because it's the Bears, you just know it's going to go poorly. You just know it will. I'd rather you trade up less for a quarterback choice to go poorly than to trade a whole bunch. And again, my point is, It is so rare for all of these highly drafted quarterbacks to all be super wildly successful in the NFL. I saw a stat. I don't remember what the exact stats were, but basically it was something along the lines of when teams trade up into the top three to draft a quarterback since the year 2016, it's like two of those quarterbacks or something are still with the team they were drafted by. It's crazy. So,
yeah.
And I think that stat was before the Sam Darnold trade, actually. So it's probably even less now.
Even worse. Yeah.
So the point is having the highest pick isn't necessarily the best option. And I know Lawrence seems like a sure thing, but as you brought up earlier with like RG3, all it takes is an injury to, if not knock him out, at least change the trajectory of his career. Not that I'm cheering for that or anything. I'm just saying logically. Right.
Look at Joe Burrow. Hopefully it's just a one-off, but he got hurt this year.
Yeah.
If he gets hurt again this coming season, now you're looking at back-to-back years.
Yep.
injury problems on a team with a bad O-line, like, his career could be in trouble at that point. So,
and I mean, and all you have to do is look at Johnny Manziel or Ryan Leaf as guys who never, health wasn't really ever a problem, but their mental health and safety off the field was a problem that haunted their and screwed up their whole careers. Like, you know, I know, you know, Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson both gone to private schools, and Zach Wilson, but I mean, you never know when fame touches you what it will do. And I'm
like Dwayne Haskins, he was like the best pro style quarterback prospect to come out of Ohio State really ever, and yeah, got to the bit higher level, had off the field problems, and just never figured out how to lead. And
so again, my point in all this is just basically that there's no, absolutely 100% no rhyme or reason or science to picking quarterbacks in the draft. So much of it is luck. Like, do you actually think the Patriots thought they were getting the best quarterback ever in the sixth round? Do you think the Seahawks thought they were getting a superstar quarterback in the third round? Like, no, obviously they did not. Because if people expected that, they would have been the first overall pick.
Right.
There's no way to anticipate a player's future, what their development may look like. So if I'm a Bears fan, which I am, I don't know why I said that hypothetically.
If I were.
As a Bears fan, I would like to see the Bears sit at 20. I would like the Bears to draft the best talent available, probably a receiver or lineman. One of the names that's tossed around a lot is Christian Darrisaw. Again, I'm not a big film guy. Haven't watched any Christian Darrisaw film, so I can't tell you what I think. All right. If I don't know when Rondale Moore is being projected to go, because I know he was a big name out of the Big Ten.
I mean, I don't think he's projected to go any earlier than that. Let me see.
Like, that intrigues me.
Like, maybe late first round for him, maybe.
Liam Eichenberg from Notre Dame. He allowed zero sacks last season. He intrigues me. Like, there's a lot of options there. And if the Bears can go into the draft without saying, we must draft a quarterback, then when their name comes up at 20, it really leaves it wide open for them to pick just who the best person is. And that's what I want for the Bears. And you know what? You got your guy, I guess, with Andy Dalton. I think at this point you sit and you take a young guy, second round, third round, and I think you will be looking at is it Jamie Newman? Or Kellen Mond or David Mills,
like a project guy.
Yeah. And I guess I'll just say this. I have just as much confidence in drafting one of those guys in a later round as I do in the Bears trading up to pick number four. And that's not me slamming the quarterbacks in this draft that are projected to go highly. It's me slamming the Bears. I have such little faith that the Bears could actually use assets effectively and draft an all-time level quarterback. I have, and for that reason, I'd rather the Bears just keep gambling on these replacement level college QBs, hope that one turns out. And if they don't, hopefully one day you fall far enough down that you can get a top quarterback from the draft.
Yep. Well, like you said, it's such a crapshoot, honestly, as far as taking quarterbacks. It's like a lottery ticket.
And it maybe is.
Your odds might be a little better if you go with a first-round ticket instead of a second-round ticket, but you're still taking a scratch-off and hoping you win the lottery. Like, I mean, you can talk odds. You can talk you can talk intangibles or skills or things that you think will translate, but you just don't know. So
exactly. And the thing is like, here's what's frustrating to me about the NFL in general. I hate the whole after 3 years is when they have to give an extension.
Yeah.
Because you look at some of these really latest examples of Jared Goff and Carson Wentz, where they got these extensions and then it didn't work out. Like, all I'm saying is,
yeah,
like, you at least have to give the Bears props for not giving an extension to Trubisky. Okay.
Not doubling down on that. Yeah. Or I mean, like, even like look at the Packers. Obviously we like to see them in this situation because they're the Packers, but the fact that they draft a quarterback in the first round, that looks like a smarter move if you don't have to make a decision on him in a few years, because now you have to either extend him without ever having seen him play or move him ahead of Rodgers, like within the next year or two.
Or you move on from him without ever seeing him play.
Right. So, I mean, you've kind of put yourself, they knew that getting into it, which is why it was a stupid decision. But it would be, if you don't have that short of a window, then you make that decision knowing we might not be able to, like, this is a guy we really like for the future. We might not be able to pick this highly again for several years. Let's just take them while we're there, and you have 6 or 7 years, you know?
Yeah, no, and
I agree with you on that, yeah.
Yeah, I just really think... Oh, excuse me. I really think... I love that you brought up just the word crapshoot, because that's entirely what it is. Like, the draft is just so much of throwing things up against the wall and hoping certain things stick. And especially it's exacerbated with quarterbacks. So I know Bears fans, you're listening to this, you're probably not happy with what I'm saying. Like, we are hungry, we are desperate for a quarterback. We feel as fans, like, because we are so loyal. Because listen, Bears fans, I know we bashed Bears Twitter earlier, but I feel like I can say with confidence we are among the top loyal fan bases in the NFL with the stuff that we've put up with.
I would agree too, even as a rival fan, you know, you respect that at least.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions are right there too as loyal fan base.
It's why, like, I hate and the Ohio sports in general, and so I hate the Browns, but you respect their fans.
Yeah. And the Bills fans. But the point I'm making is, as loyal fans, we feel like we're entitled to having a good quarterback. My gut tells me that Ryan Pace is going to trade up to number 4. If not number 4, somewhere in the top 10. And he's going to trade up to get somebody like a Mac Jones or... This is going to sound literally retarded, and I use that word very seriously at this moment.
Literal definition.
Right? Because this is going to sound stupid, but it wouldn't shock me to see Ryan Pace trade up and draft Kellen Mond. And it seems stupid because nobody else is projecting him to go there.
Yeah.
But it just feels like something Ryan Pace would do. So
draft to 4 and take Kellen Mond?
No, not to 4. I'm trading trade up in general. So, like,
okay.
Trade up to like 12, from 20 to 12 for Kellen Mond or something like that.
If basically all the other first tier quarterbacks are off the board, then yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Here's what I'll say. You want a good quarterback. All we can do is just keep shooting our shot with different quarterbacks in the draft throughout the years and throughout free agency and hope eventually we get someone. And at this point, as a Bears fan, a long-suffering Bears fan, that's all I hope for at this point is, like, at some point we'll luck into someone. You'd think eventually our bad luck would run out. And as for this draft, I will also say this, if you want a little bit of a silver lining or a glimmer of hope, I highly doubt that Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Lance, and Jones will all go within the top 10.
Someone's going to fall further than expected.
At least one At least one. I think
probably only one, I think, because really? Of the teams that are there.
I think you could see two. I think
possibly I would guess just one, but I agree with you that one will.
I think either Lance or Fields.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jones. Like, I think I think I could see Lance or Fields dropping to around 10, and I could see Jones dropping into the teens. And at that point, you're going to have to consider, do I make the trade up to get Jones or Lance or Fields, or do I stay put?
That's just a draft day decision. Yep. And I mean, as much as I feel like a lot of fans at this point don't trust the front office, and for good reason, but that's a decision your front office has to be able to take advantage of that the day of.
Yep.
It's not something you do now because you don't know which guys are going to be there or not. Obviously Wilson and Lawrence aren't going to be falling, but the day of the draft, you just keep an eye on the board and kind of wait for your opportunity. And if there is one and you like who's there, maybe you get something done, but yeah.
So let me leave you with these words, Bears fans. There's absolutely no reason for you to get uptight and upset and worried about different mock drafts that have the Bears taking someone stupid or trading up or whatever, because mock drafts are stupid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fun exercise, but they prove nothing. And as I've stated many times this episode, there's absolutely no rhyme or reason, and there is no science to drafting. Okay. I personally believe the best strategy at all times is taking the best talent available.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you need a position, I would still take the best talent available personally, which is probably why I'm not an NFL GM.
Unless you're like a Super Bowl contender who has just one piece they need.
True.
Like, yeah.
Like
if you're the Chiefs, first round, you should probably take an offensive lineman, even if they're not the best available, depends. But.
Yeah. So I'm leaving you with the words that, it's all random. Don't get upset about different takes people have online about it, because they know just as much as you do about what's going to happen in this draft. Even the people who are the so-called experts know just as much as you do. So I think you will save years on your life by just waiting until draft day, because I know that's what I'm going to do. And to be honest, my life has been so crazy, I'm not even entirely sure the date of the draft. I know it's coming very slowly, and I'm looking it up right now as I speak. This is a little filibuster here while I try to figure out the draft. The draft this year is being held on, why are none of these, April 29th. So you basically have, from the day of recording, you have 12 days until the draft, almost 2 weeks. Don't get upset. Don't get uptight. It will happen. We will see what happens. And at that point, we will talk about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And even at that point, though, like you've already said, you can't get all upset with the post-draft analysis as far as this team got a D- in round two and a B+ in round three. Why are we so bad in round two? Like, these guys, frankly, don't know what they're talking about. There's some things they use and some metrics that can be helpful. But just like you said, as far as...
They know what they're talking about in terms of the metrics, but the metrics are not the end-all be-all.
Right. I mean, there's a reason why there's YouTube compilations of people like Mel Kiper Jr. just being wrong for like 30 minutes straight on draft analysis, which is not fault of him. Like, he's dealing with the information he has, but you just don't know.
Yep.
And even after the draft, you have a sense for, I liked this or didn't like this, but you can't let yourself get furious at that point either, honestly.
Yep. So as for me and as for this episode, Shane, thank you for joining me.
Yep.
I know this episode is kind of random, just with what we talked about. A lot of me just trying to tell you to not expect a lot out of the Bears, but what I'm hoping will happen in this draft. Again, my life is very, very crazy, very busy right now. I will try to get an episode out to you next week, but I can guarantee you this. If for some reason there's not one next week, there will definitely be one in time for the NFL draft. Possibly even one later on in draft night after we see who the Bears pick at 20th overall. So you can look forward to that. But hopefully I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Just like Victory Formation, this concludes the episode. Remember to follow me on Twitter at FuriousGeorge94. Follow Shane at MichiganHat on Twitter for all my wild opinions regarding the Bears. Drop your thoughts, and especially about the draft as it's coming up. I'd love to hear from you. Again, the phone number is 847-580-3528 or fullpressbears@gmail.com. I'd love to hear it. So it's time for us to go. So please be great, be kind, bear down, and I'll see you next time.
Boom, baby! Fade to black!
Been the Full Press Bears Podcast. If you don't love the Bears, we don't love you.